Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless you to each and every one of you. I pray that you had a great weekend. I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you for tuning in on today to the Power of Prayer talk show. I pray that your day has been well, and I pray that the rest of the week will go well also. And I thank each and every one of you for listening to the show faithfully. As I said one time before, that your encouraging words has been very encouraging. Your prayers, I can feel your prayers, and I like the constant feedback that you all have been giving me through Facebook messaging, also through my personal messaging. Keep on just sharing your thoughts and sharing your testimonies as well, because you don't realize how much that is helping me. And with your permission, I'll be telling other people about your personal testimonies that they may be going through the same thing you may be going through. So it is very good to share your testimonies with someone else. Also, if you have a topic that you would like to have aired on the show, drop me a line at Faith is the Key. That's one word, Faith is the Key 47 at gmail.com. That's Faith is the Key 47 at gmail.com. I would love to hear your topics. Just like I said, we will always pray about the topics, and God releases it, I will put it on. Because so far we've been having some dynamic topics, and I've been hearing from you guys, and you be saying how the topics has opened your spiritual eye as well as your spiritual ears, and it has enhanced your spiritual walk to want to know more of God and to denounce yourself and just want to just go deeper and deeper in the Word of God. And then I thank you that these topics are helping you. I am really elated. And also, during our show, because I come on once a week, and on Mondays, it's supposed to be on Mondays, but then sometimes I have something come up and I push the show back. But I want you to participate as well, because Apostle Leje be on and he be sharing his testimony, plus giving revelations of what God has given him to share with us. If you are a man or woman of God walking in the fivefold ministry, pastor, leader, teacher, prophet, evangelist, by the leading of the Holy Ghost, if you have something on the topic we are discussing at that time, feel free to call in and give your value input. And the number is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. Also, I want you guys to continue to pray, not only for me, but to pray for this nation. Pray for our children. Pray that we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. Pray that God protects them everywhere they go. We are in the end times. We are in a place where we need God like never before. The enemy is running rapid and doing what he wants to do. We have prayed and bind the works of the enemy, because Satan does not have no dominion over us. We have dominion over him and the fowls of the air. So I just want to encourage you all to pray. Be prayerful at all times. Even watch your surroundings. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, watch your surroundings. Everywhere you go, Watch your surroundings, because we never know what may happen. God protects his own, and that's why we have to get in a position to cover someone else, especially those who don't know Christ yet, or especially the newborn babes who have just came into the knowledge of Christ. We as the elders, we as the seasoned saints of God, we have to cover those, and we have to cover one another. My God, I don't know where that came from, but I just need to drop that in your spirit. Please be prayerful, and please be familiar with your surroundings. Okay, on today, because I'm expecting Apostle Leje, but I'm going on in because I am excited about this topic, because we all, or maybe some of us, have been through a tragic thing in our lives to the point to where we feel like we don't deserve to be blessed, or we don't deserve to be happy, or we don't deserve to live in a stress-free environment. Ministers of the gospel especially get overwhelmed if you have too much on your plate, or you are doing too much and not allowing other people to do what needs to be done. But I want to talk about the spirit of self-sabotage. And I can contest to this, because there were things that happened in my life that I had covered up and shielded when I was a little girl, that I kept it to myself. So as I grew older, I felt like I wasn't worthy of anything. I wasn't worthy to be happy. I wasn't worthy to have a healthy relationship with friends or with my husband. I just felt like that the thing that happened to me had made me marked, pushed me in a place to where I was not deserving of anything. So therefore, the spirit of self-sabotage came in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hello, Apostle Leje.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord. We want to talk about this topic, because I was just telling the people this is a topic that some of us can relate to, especially when we had a bad experience our childhood, and we have carried a baggage that we can't let go, or that we have held on to the spirit of unforgiveness, or we're not worthy to receive things, and just a whole bunch of things inside to make us feel like we don't deserve anything. And we go out to actually sabotage things when it's supposed to be good for us, but we feel like that we're not worthy of it. So we want to talk about the spirit of self-sabotage. And this is also happening in the body of Christ. And even once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we still hold on to that spirit. I mean, you may not realize it, but you still feel like, hey, I'm not worthy of this, or that I'm not worthy of that. I'm not even worthy to be happy. And we all know once that we accept Jesus Christ, happiness shall come. And happiness will come. Everything that we was asking God for is supposed to come. It will come. But we ourselves deny it because we feel like we're not worthy of having it. So you want to open up the floor with that spirit, man of God.
Woman of God, as I listen to you tonight talk about self-sabotage, I'm reminded of To defeat me spiritually. So as I look at this tonight, woman of God, I realize that that self-sabotage I was facing and I was dealing with form of insecurity of the and it's so quick. I had to think of the Bible says I can do all things. I didn't know what was before me. I mean, what was before. I knew what was. And even a lot of times we self-sabotage because we are that we not only afraid we don't have the capability to get what we need to get. So that's why we self-sabotage ourselves.
Because this is a spirit that is also working in the body of Christ now, and it's heavy, man to God, because some people have carried that spirit from the world, because once that you are in the world, okay, you didn't care what had happened to you, because you would just put it in the back of your subconscious mind, and you don't even have to think about it. And then better yet, you didn't even have to associate with the person or then associate with the situation at all, because we in the world, we take on a whole different attribute or a whole different countenance from the people that are saved and from the believers. But now since we have come over into the body of Christ, that spirit is still there, because some people cannot let go of their past. And it has cheated so many people out the blessings of God. And then, to be honest, out of true happiness, because you're not happy unless you get rid of everything. And then unless you have the option to forgive on whatever had, you know, happened to you. So what do you say about that?
Well, my God, getting to that first part, what you was talking about people in the body of Christ being self, you know, sabotagers. You know, my God, I learned that the reason why that is so heavy inside of church is because we have a lot of negative voices in this hour. Speaking to and activating inside of the people that's already there. See, is on you have, you know, a lot of people, you know, different things, a lot of oxygen. You have one or two people who, if something is not going their way or in the ministry, they try to sabotage every department, sabotage the pastor. They try to sabotage the Holy Ghost, and they try to pretty, you know, and service and whatever, go, you know, and it's so just. Especially now, that's the fire.
Okay, I think we're experiencing some technical difficulties right now, because that is what
they are. Some churches.
Apostle, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. And
okay, because
yes,
you saved me. In and out.
Yeah.
Because you chopping up.
I'm chopping up real bad.
Mm-hmm. real bad.
Can you hear me now, woman of God?
Yeah.
Okay. Even some preachers are supposed to be farther than they are, woman of God, but because their mannerism attracts people who are so self-sabotaging, that's why they're not even far as they are inside of ministry. I made it a point, mm-hmm. you know, woman of God, even inside a ministry, not to connect myself mm-hmm. with people just because they say they're an apostle, or not to connect myself with people just because they say they operate in the prophetic, because I've learned over the years that not everybody are authorized voices. And those voices, in some cases, you think are authorized are the very ones that are sabotaging the church.
True. That is so true. And, you know, I've come to realize, and I have witnessed all my years in ministry, that a hurting person will hinder the move of God and will also hinder another person because of the fact they look at it, okay, I am hurting, and then I am sabotaging my own self. You don't have the right to be happy. You don't have the right to receive from God. Have you seen those things as well?
Yes. Yes, woman of God. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because we have so many situations where people want to be blessed and desire to be blessed, but it's not their time to be blessed. So if it ain't their time, they don't want it to be nobody else's time. And you even see that now in ministry. You know, you have other preachers sabotaging other preachers because they getting called every other week to go preach here and there. So what they do is, in order, you know, out of jealousy and out of spite, they try to put something out bad about that person's name. And what's so sad is, woman of God, God want to bless certain people. He want to release a higher glory. He want to take us high in ministry. But he can't because self is in the way. And it's so sad because even, you know, with the lay people inside of the house of God, the self is so much in the way. And you notice those women of God who self-sabotage, that's the main ones who say something wrong with the church.
Yes. And they actually get mad if they see somebody else just like you said, if they see somebody else getting a bless because it is not their time, but then they see somebody else, they actually get upset and they be ready to just get mad with them and just say, no, it's not time. And just like you said, it is that spirit can mess up somebody, seriously mess up somebody because they have not allowed themselves to get delivered. Man of God, that spirit, because I've seen it so many times, and just like I said, I felt like that too, because there comes a point when something hits you hard, and especially if that you feel like, hey, I'm not worthy to receive it, and then especially when you're not accustomed to being blessed. And what I mean by that, there's always a motive behind something, and that's how some people may feel. What's the motive? Or like, okay, why am I being called out or something like that? There is a lot of attachment to this spirit, and it's been there, but many people just didn't know what the name of it was or how did it form. But do you think we have the control over that spirit, whether or not to receive it or to break out?
Yes, we do, woman of God. And you said something so good just a second ago, that this spirit has stemmed out of other things. And you know why a lot of people, woman of God, you know why a lot of people self-sabotage? Because mentally and physically, they're still in Lodabar. And they don't realize that they're still in Lodabar. And because they're in Lodabar, they think that their surroundings is what's natural and what's God's will and desire. Now, that's on you if you want to self-destruct. But just because you want to self-destruct or you want to make yourself available to be used by the enemy, don't hinder me and my walk with God or where God want to take me just because you don't want to go nowhere. But, woman God, you said something real heavy there. Lodabar is really where that spirit come out of.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes, it is. Yes. And the mentality is they can't receive because their mind is still in Lodabar. Because I'm going to take it that we got some preachers that is still preaching condemning messages, and they still preaching messages as to where we are not supposed to be a blessed and we're not supposed to be a prosperous. Or they are teaching that it's wrong to prosper, or you're not supposed to have a new car, you're not supposed to have a business and everything else. You are not supposed to walk in wealth at all. So when the wealth do come, you are sabotaging. You just walk away from it because of what you was taught. And your mindset is basically stuck and loadable. So to sum all that up, man of God, you said something earlier. Your connections matter. Who you associate yourself with matters. Because if it doesn't, you're going to always feel like you are not worthy of this. You are not worthy of that, because whoever you connect yourself with, y'all should be going up together, one going up and one coming down. Because how could you take me somewhere when that you never been there yourself? So what is your intake on that, man of God?
Woman of God, I'm going to tell you, you know, I had a situation recently inside of my ministry, because now we have our second that we planted in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. But the first one that I deal with is something where my people, certain people that I had, they wanted to go up. They felt that they were entitled to go up with me, and if they couldn't come up with me, I had no right to go up by myself. And it's so sad, woman of God, because they don't know, as a leader, your level of suffering. They don't know your level of rejection. They don't know your level of warfare, but they want to deem you qualified or disqualified because they're not trapped up in the cloud with you. You know, woman of God, I just had a situation where you know, the men and women of God is calling me to cover in ministry. They are flourishing so great, and the reason why they're flourishing greatly is because God is allowing me to pour into them properly as He give authorization. You know, I'm not just shooting the gun and shooting things. But I'm doing this, and then I had one in particular, well, you're not letting me preach, and you're not doing this, and you're not letting me do that. The problem with that is, woman of God, is that this person was self-sabotaging himself. You want me to authorize you to get up and preach and do what you want to do, but when you go home to a man that ain't yours. I cannot authorize that. I'm not gonna put you out of the church. I'm gonna let you sit in here because you need to hear the word. Because you need some rehabilitation. It's not that you're not called, and it's not that God never chose you. But the problem is you need some deliverance, and so you need some rehabilitation, and you need to get back on the wheel. But you're telling me, because everybody else doing it, that I better let you do it, and if you can't do it, nobody else should be doing it. So what ended up happening, woman of God, that that self-sabotage, you know, I just laid before God about that situation, and then that person came to my house and said, Apostle, I thank you for the opportunity, but I'm just going to leave your ministry. I said, thank you, Jesus. The reason why I said thank you, Jesus, was because you didn't want to line up anyway, and it saved me the trouble to wrestle with somebody who wants to self-destruct. So I say we need to stop dealing with people who are self-destructing and make and
that's
trying to make the leaders and make those feel bad. The Christians make us feel bad because we getting blessed, because God blessing us with homes, because He blessing us with cars, because He enlarging our ministry. Stop letting people who are selfish make you so you're not authorized to go from glory to glory.
Oh my God, that sums it up right there. Stop allowing them to make you feel guilty of the blessings you are receiving. And you know what? And Apostle Thomas had said that last week. She said she was going through this guilt process to where she didn't want to share her testimonies with the people because she was afraid of the backlash and then this and that. And the Spirit of the Lord told her the same thing you just said. Stop allowing people to back you up. Show them what, you know, I am doing for you. I mean, that there was the exact same words he had told her, because she was doing it too, because she didn't want no a backlash. That's why she just kept it hid. But no, we have to walk it out, because just like you said, Manica, they don't know what the leaders went through to get where they at now. Nobody know what they went through. So you have any last words, man of God?
Woman of God, what I will say is there's a lot of people self-destructing and self-sabotaging themselves inside of the body of Christ. We have people who want to, we have people now who are self-sabotaging so bad, woman of God, that they want God to bless them with $1 million, but He can't trust them to give 10 off of $2,000 a month. But they want God to bless. We got women who believing for God to send them a husband, but they still dating and still having sex, and that's happening in the church. We got we got men who are playing instruments inside of the church, but it's gay and some gay birds. But they are knowing it. We have a lot of self. We have a lot of self sabotaging to going on inside of the body of Christ. But it's up to us, the real voices, the authorized voices in this season, to stand in truth and tell them call it out. That recognize they self sabotaging, but at the same time that you're not gonna destruct. You're not going to try to destruct me or cause a spirit of self-destruction to fall on me just because you rocking yourself to hell or just because you rocking yourself to be cursed. So if you find yourself, people of God, on tonight in a situation where you people around you are self-sabotaging, you better check yourself, check your surroundings, find out if you're around authorized voices, and if you're not, you better come up out of that, because before you know it, you misery love company, but also answer to something bad and they eat.
That's it. Oh, that's some great advice, man of God. Some great advice. I mean, if that you are tired of living the way you are living, watch your association and watch those unauthorized voices that are speaking to you. Man of God, I thank you so much. This was an excellent topic. And this is the type of topic that will make you do a self-evaluation on you. And then especially the people around you. So I thank everyone for tuning in on today. I declare that, my God, everyone have a blessed week. Enjoy your week, and don't forget to be very prayerful on this week. Man of God, thank you. And until we meet again on Monday, everyone have a blessed day. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.